If you have been feeling stuck in your career, wondering when it will finally be your time for a promotion, you're tired of feeling overlooked, undervalued, or frustrated in your career, and you want to get promoted this year, then this episode is for you because I'm sharing a step-by-step guide to help you advance to your next level role this year, whether you're trying to advance internally within your current company or externally with a new organization. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. First, let me just start by saying thank you for being here with me and listening to today's episode. Today, we are talking about promotions. I mean, you already know that because you read the title before you clicked on this episode. But I really want to talk to you if you're someone who has felt stuck in your career, wondering, when will it be your turn? When is it going to be my time, my turn to get this promotion? Maybe you've been overlooked multiple times in your organization. So you have actually had the conversations about promotions. You have talked to your manager. You have asked for a raise, but they keep giving you excuses, whether it's saying that you need more experience or that they shifted like the goalposts. I usually call it they moved the goalposts, where it's last year they told you how to do this. Then this year it's you have to do that. Like they keep moving what you need to do. If that's you today, I'm breaking down a step-by-step guide to help you land your promotion, get a next level, higher paying, higher impact role in 2025 so that you don't go yet another year feeling overlooked, undervalued, and frustrated in your career. But first, let's talk about the problem, okay? What exactly did last year, maybe even 2023, 2022, 2021. If I think of one of my clients that I'm currently working with in my one-on-one coaching program, Next Level Career, she has been overlooked for promotions for the past 4 years. That was what, like the last time was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back that led her to come work with me to better communicate her value and impact so she can get promoted in a different organization. And so let's even just start by talking about that. What might your past few years have looked like? One, maybe you have been feeling overlooked. You've been with this organization for years and people that were hired after you are getting promoted. People who are less qualified than you are getting promoted. People who you see are not working as hard as you are getting promoted, or they're getting the opportunities, they're getting new projects, they're getting to be leaders, and they keep telling you that you need more experience. And it has left you frustrated, first of all. If you're anything like my clients, you're absolutely frustrated because you're thinking and wondering, what exactly do I need to do to prove myself and prove that I'm ready for this role, which is a really disheartening and heartbreaking position to be in. Maybe you've also felt a bit stuck because you know you're ready to get promoted to a higher level, but you have no clue what that actually looks like and what you need to do to get promoted. You're like, what do I need to highlight in my experiences? How do I position myself? Who do I need to talk to? How do I job search? And so your next steps are a bit unclear. And so that's making you feel stuck and knowing that, okay, I do want to advance. I do want to go to the next level, but I have no idea how to get there. You might also be experiencing what I call just this lack of visibility. Because one thing that is important to recognize when you're trying to get promoted or advanced to the higher level in your career is that at some point it stops being about your work and it starts being about who knows you. Let's just be real and candid. It becomes a relationship game and who knows you and who knows what you can do. And so if no one in leadership even knows who you are or what you bring to the table and you're trying to get promoted internally, it's not going to work because ultimately people are the ones who make the decision about who gets promoted. And so if the people in your organization or if the people in the organization you're trying to get into don't know you, if you're not visible to them, if they don't know what you're capable of, they don't know your value or the impact you've had, you're unlikely to get promoted, which again leaves you feeling frustrated because you're like, okay, I don't know what the problem is here. I don't know how to build those relationships. And then there just might be a case of you've been doubting yourself. You haven't had the confidence to apply for that next level role, even though you know you're ready for it. But whenever you look at the job, you essentially talk yourself out of it because you don't feel qualified. You don't feel competent. You don't feel like you're ready. You keep questioning, do I have the right skills? Do I have the right training? Do I need more training? Do I need more skills? And so you have been putting off applying for this higher level role for years and years and years. If any of that sounds like you, let's talk about what you need to do this year to change your story. Like, I don't want you to be December 31st, 2025, still saying the same old story. I wish I had gotten a promotion. I wanted to advance, but I didn't. I couldn't. Let's put away the excuses. I'm going to break it all down for you. Now, the first and most important thing that you actually need to do is define what a promotion looks like for you. I found that word promotion, people throw it around a lot, and I'm using it because colloquially it's what we call advancing. But what does that mean? Like, what is a specific job title that you want, and why do you want it? How will your life change when you get it? What is the company that you want to work in? Do you want to stay with your company or a different company? When you get this next level, when I say why do you want it, is it because of the money? Is it because of the responsibility? Is it because of the impact? Is it all of the above? Is it going to somehow shift how you see yourself and how you think other people see you? What is going to change about your life when you get this next level role? And then again, is it just leadership? Because you can advance and still have the same job title, right? Like, you're going to advance by getting a new project that you're leading or getting new responsibilities with your job title not changing. But are you really particular about, I want the job title specifically? Because when I say you can advance, I've had clients in the past who they have advanced by getting a new responsibility and it came with a pay raise, but their job title did not change. And I remember once asking a client, okay, what matters to you more? Do you just want to be able to tell people that you have this title? Or do you actually want to see the change in your salary? Because it was going to be like a manager title, but the salary wouldn't change. Meanwhile, there was a different offer that she had that was the same title with a little bit more responsibility and more money. And she was like, I think I want the money more than the title because I'm not really telling anybody my job title. Like, if I went for the title, it would be more because of what I think other people want for me and what I should do. And she was like, and I know I shouldn't be doing that because I always tell all my clients, we don't walk in shoulds. Anytime you tell yourself I should do something, it's because that is just somebody else's belief for you. So anyway, my point is, first step, clarify what a promotion looks like for you. And then, do you believe that you can actually get that promotion? Because if you're not fully bought into the idea of advancing, you won't take action to make it a reality. You won't be committed to doing what you actually need to do to land that higher level, next level role that you desire. So take some time and just even reflect, like do a general session. What does a promotion look like for me? Why do I want the promotion? How will my life change when I get the promotion? And do I truly believe that I can get this promotion? Now, if you identify as Christian, you're a Jesus lover, don't leave God out of your reflection. Proverbs 16:3 tells us, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So as you were thinking about this promotion and thinking about advancing, talk to God about it. Ask him to talk to you. Lord, is this your vision for me? Does this role align with where you're taking me? Lord, if this is not for me, close those doors. If it's for me, let it be seamless and easy. Open the doors wide open for me, right? Like, invite him into the process. Then you have to decide if you want a promotion within your current organization or at a new company. And the reason why this matters is because the strategy is going to look different based on your answer. Okay. If you're staying internally, the things, the step-by-step plan that you're doing is very different from if you want to leave your current organization and go into a different organization. So let's get into now the step-by-step plan for both, starting with an internal promotion, meaning you want to stay in your current company and advance within the organization that you're currently in. Now, remember that at this point, you've already defined what a promotion looks like for you. You know what it is that you're going for. You know what you want. So if you're staying internally, the first thing you need to do is audit your current role. When you understand your current position, it helps you identify what gaps exist between where you are now and where you want to be. Okay, you've done the reflection. You know what the promotion is. You know whether it's a title, whatever it may be. Okay, what is the gap that exists between where I am now and where I want to be? So when you're auditing your current role, you're doing things like assessing your current responsibilities, the achievements you've had and your strengths. You want to identify, are there any gaps that exist? Do you have what I call skills gaps? So gaps in skills, gaps in accomplishment, or even just gaps in visibility that may be holding you back. Remember, I talked earlier about if people in your organization don't know who you are and what you can do, you're not going to get that promotion. Okay. So what are the gaps that exist between your skills, accomplishments, and visibility? So when you do this reflection, you might realize, you know what? I am really great at delivering projects, but I haven't actually demonstrated leadership outside of my immediate team. And so now we know that, okay, there's a gap there. I need to be able to demonstrate leadership because the role I'm going into is going to require some leadership. So once you know what your gaps are, that's the first step for the internal promotion. The second step is to now research the promotion process. What does it look like internally for your organization? What are the formal and informal processes that occur within your organization for someone to get promoted or advanced? So is it performance reviews? Is it qualifications? What are the specific promotion criteria or policies that your organization has? Look back at your organization history. So whether it's you have to have conversation with people or it's people you already know, but identify people who have gotten promoted recently, okay, within the last year, year and a half, who got promoted, and just do like a critical audit of them and their work. What made them stand out? How are they successful? I mean, brownie points, if the person was promoted into the exact role that you want, and maybe that role is about to become open or there's more than one available, that like that's even better because you can really see what did they have, what qualifications were in place, how did they position themselves, how did they communicate, how are they visible, who knew them, and that can help you identify what you might need to do to position yourself for that promotion. And then you want to, another thing that I think is very important that people often miss with that research in the process is, are there specific timelines for promotions or opportunities in your organization? Like I know, for example, my sister has told me once that in her organization, they usually don't do promotions outside of a specific period. And it's usually around like performance review period is where, and they have specific criteria that you have to have met before your manager might then put you up and suggest you for promotion. So you want to understand, is that the policy in your organization where they only do promotions in June at the beginning of the fiscal year, but here you are asking for a promotion in January. And they're like, girl, do you even know what our process is here? Like, we're not doing this for another 6 months. And now you look like you don't know your stuff. That's not a good look, right? So really understand, is there a specific timeline that you need to adhere to? Is it like during performance reviews, or is it just somebody's leaving a role so they know, you know, that they're going to be filling that role? So it might be when you do this, you realize, okay, promotions in my organizations are usually decided in Q2 based on Q1 performance reviews. And so I need to spend the next 3 months really just head down, do the work, but also, because it's not just about the work, building the relationships, letting who needs to know, and then positioning myself for that Q2 promotion. Okay. And that brings me perfectly to the third step. If you want an internal promotion. So remember, the first step is audit your current role. Then you're going to research the promotion process in your organization. And the next step is to build relationships with key decision makers. I said this before, I'm saying it now, and I will probably say it again. Promotions are not just about your performance. They are about who knows your value and who can advocate for you. So it's so important that you identify who are the decision makers that are involved in the promotion process in your organization. Is it your immediate manager? Is it people in HR? Is it senior leaders? Does it go through all these people? Figure out who they are and start building relationships with them. When I work with my clients in my one-on-one coaching program, Next Level Career, I teach something called the Connect Networking System. And this is how you learn how to build authentic relationships with leaders and peers who can vouch for you, vouch for your impact without you feeling sleazy or salesy. Because I found that, and there's a reason why I've intentionally said build relationships with key decision makers, because so many women that I've worked with, they hear the word networking and they just immediately like shrivel and die inside. It's like, I don't want to network. I don't want to be like a used car salesman. This is going to be so terrible. Like they're just not interested in it. And it's like, girl, sis, calm down. Networking is just building relationships, which you already do. Like you have relationships with friends, with coworkers, with people out in the world. Like you already know how to build relationships. Networking is just a fancy word for build relationships at work. Build relationships in your career is just a fancy word for that. Okay. So it's important that you first figure out who is going to be involved in the decision in my organization and how can I start connecting with them, building relationships with them. If your manager is somebody that you have a good relationship with, then you might want to schedule regular one-on-one meetings with them to talk about your career goals. Now, look, what I just said here is crucial. Someone you have a good relationship with, because there are some managers out there who might not like you and might intentionally sabotage you if they know you're trying to advance. So you have to learn how to read the room. Is this person truly in your corner or are they someone who's going to stab you in the back, right? Don't just share your plans with everybody because, again, because you're trying to go internal, if there's a decision maker who has power who doesn't like you, they might sabotage the process. So make sure you know and are building relationships with the right people. And those people might even be able to help you build and fill that skills gap that you identified, or even the visibility gap that you identified in the first step. Then the next step is to show your value. Okay. Remember, I have said it's not just about your work, it's about who knows you. But people can know you and still not believe that you're capable or ready for the promotion. They have to know you and know that you can do the job and know that you're ready for the job. So you have to show your value by talking about the measurable contributions, the potential for growth, the accomplishments, the impact. Like, how have you made a difference in your organization? Like, this is why I developed my impact framework, because it's a system that really helps you clearly articulate your skills, your accomplishments, and your contributions to the organization. Now, I'm not going to go into the impact framework in this episode because, girl, we still have more points to go through, but I have a free private podcast called Advance to Your Next Level Role, where I actually break down the impact framework step by step by step. So if you go to nextlevelrole.com, you can register or sign up to get access to that free podcast. So again, it's nextlevelrole.com. That URL is in the description below. I literally break down not only the impact framework, but everything you need to do to advance to your next level role with faith and confidence. So check it out, okay? But then how exactly do you show your value? We have to talk about it. Like, you have to get over this fear of, I don't want to brag. I'm just trying to be humble. I don't want to seem cocky. It's like, girl, if you did the thing and you talk about the thing, you're not bragging, you're stating facts. Like, it's just that simple. You're stating facts, right? So in whether it's in team meetings, in your one-on-one meetings, in performance review, tell people about your impact. Tell people about what you're doing. Don't just tell them about your impact, but align the work that you're doing to the goals and the important outcomes that your company cares about, right? Like things like, how have you increased revenue? How are you improving efficiency? How are you building team collaboration? Like, you want to develop value statements that help you clearly communicate your value so that people can see that you're ready for the next level. So what's an example of a value statement? You might say something like, by streamlining our workflow, I saved the company $500,000 annually and reduce project timeline by 20%. Right, that's just one example. Right, like, we just think about statements that really show how you have made a difference to the organization in a way that the organization cares about. Okay, so that's step four, is show your value. Then step five is to start thinking about how you're going to fill any gaps that exist. Right, so in step one, you audited your role. You identify the gaps, but nowhere there have I said fill the gaps, right? That's because we just wanted to note them down first. once you know the timeline for the promotion process, once you have the right relationships, you can now build what I call like a skills gap plan where you're going to fill any gaps that exist. So whether it's taking on stretch assignments that allow you to build new skill sets or demonstrate leadership or build the skills, you're taking on new projects, you're working in a new department, you're asking to lead a meeting, you're doing training programs or certifications if you need them, or maybe you're even just shadowing someone who is in the role that you're trying to get into so you can understand it better. You have to figure out how you can fill any skills gaps that exist. Now, if you happen to be in an organization, because this has happened to one of my clients once before, where she was actually asking people to help her develop her sales skills. She wanted to advance, but she noticed that she wasn't getting those opportunities. Like some other group of people were the ones who were always getting tapped on the shoulder for new projects, for new opportunities. She wasn't being built up to fill those skills gaps. If you're in that kind of situation, then you might need to fill your skills gap outside of work. So maybe you're doing volunteer things outside of work. Maybe you are starting some kind of side gig to build the skill. There are websites out there where volunteer or, as you said, nonprofit organizations post volunteer opportunities. And you can see things all the way from marketing to project management to education. They're looking for people. And so you can do one of those types of volunteer roles to allow you to build the skill that you know is a growth area for you. And then you can start putting those types of things on your resume. And then you need to create a promotion plan. Okay. So the first step is audit your current role. Second step is to research the promotion process. Then you build relationships with key decision makers. Four is to show your value. Then you fill any gaps that you identified from step one. And then now you need a promotion plan. Based on everything you've learned so far, you should now be able to plug things into a timeline, okay? What is the timeline for when you want to be promoted? What are the specific milestones you need to achieve on your way to being promoted? Who do you need to talk to confirm that your timeline makes sense? Who needs to be supporting you in this process? What barriers exist? Do you have to deal with office politics? Are you struggling with lack of visibility? What are the barriers that exist? And plug into your timeline the resources that you will need to overcome those barriers. And this needs to be very specific. Like, I want to be promoted by Q2. So in Q1, I'm going to complete my leadership certification. In March, I'm going to showcase my skills during my quarterly annual review process, which will then position me for my promotion in Q2. Like, you have to be specific, because you can do everything I say and still not actually be ready for promotion when the time comes. But since you know the timeline, you know who's making the decision, you can now actually plug your milestones into a specific timeline to create a plan that will make it easy for you to follow that plan and get promoted without getting overwhelmed. And then finally, seven, you now need to actually prepare to have that conversation, right? So you have figured out who the decision maker is. You have been getting a lay of the land, so to speak. But now, who do you need to talk to that will advocate for you or that will give you the inside scoop for how to get promoted? And I'm intentionally not just saying, hey, meet with your manager, because some of you have terrible managers who are not on your side. Like, you might need to talk to your manager's manager or somebody in a different department or a different team, but figure out who can advocate for you, who can help you understand how to navigate the promotion, who to talk to. And then as part of that, you also want to figure out who's the decision maker that you need to talk to, right? Like, so if you are trying to get promoted into a director of programs role and the director of programs reports to the COO, then maybe you need to have a meeting with the COO to clearly outline your contributions, the role you're targeting, why you're ready for the next step. You want to prepare for objections. Like, you want to prepare for people to say things like, you're not ready, you don't have enough experiences. How will you respond to that? Like, if they say you need more time, how do you know that you're ready? How can you come back with I've led successful projects that align with the team's goals. I have saved this amount in cost. This is why I'm ready for the role. Here's what I've achieved. And I've looked at the job description and I know I'm ready. Like, you don't want them, because here's the thing. Here's why I'm saying this. Facing an obstacle is par for the course. Okay. People, especially if you haven't been inherently visible in your organization, you might get a no the first time around. But does that mean that when you get a no, you're just going to stop trying? Girl, no. Like, if this is your goal, you're going to keep going until you get your goal. And so you have to be ready for the objections and have an answer ready to respond to that objection to really try to convince them. Okay. Now, if they really are like hardcore, nope, it's not for you, this is not your time, then a question that I think is always great to ask is, you know, so what would I need to demonstrate and by when to show that I'm ready for this role? Like, you want them to give you clearly, concretely, what is the actual gap that exists and when will they know that you're ready? And then you're going to follow up this conversation with an email in writing. You're going to follow, this is what we discussed, this is what was said. That way you have receipts so that the next time you come back for this promotion, they're not moving the goalpost. Like, you can be like, actually, no, when we spoke 6 months ago, you said if I did A, B, and C by 6 months, I would be ready for the role. I have done A, B, and C. Now what? Right? Like, now what? And so that is the, and the reason why I say that's the second to last step is because I added an eighth step, which is really finding mentorship and support. You can't do this by yourself. Like, you were not created to be an island. So who can help you identify those gaps in your approach? Who can help you highlight your strengths, give you an appropriate strategy for interviews, for your resume, for your cover letter? Because even though you're internal, you still need all those things. Like, you still need a resume that shows the things you've accomplished. You still need to be ready to interview and talk to people, right? Who can you also vent to when the process gets difficult? Because if you try to do this by yourself, you will find that between navigating the strategy itself and feeling frustrated occasionally, you're going to get so overwhelmed that it makes it easier for you to stop or to just quit. And this is why my one-on-one coaching program, Next Level Career, exists. Because in Next Level Career, I provide you with that mentorship and support that helps you really identify what are your gaps? What do you need to do to fill those gaps? How do you communicate your value? How do we put that communication in writing on a resume, in a networking conversation, in an interview, so that you can go up for that promotion successfully? How can we prepare for any objections that you might get to the process? Right, like, these are the things that I help my clients do in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. If you want to learn more about it, you can always go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more. So if you're trying to get promoted into your next level role in 2025 within your current company, that's your step-by-step plan. Like, if you follow those steps, you will be successful. Okay. The first one, audit your current role. Two is to research the promotion process in your organization. Three is build relationships with key decision makers. Four, show your value, communicate your value. Five, fill any gaps that you identified. Six, create a clear promotion plan that you're going to follow. Seven, prepare for the promotion conversation. And eight is to get mentorship and support. That, like, if you follow those steps, you will definitely be ready for promotion this year. Now, what if you are trying to get promoted externally? And this is important because it is so important that you know signs that it's time for you to leave. Because some of you are, this is what I tell my clients, okay? And it's honestly, candidly, is because one client said it to me once and I started saying it. Like, you're giving wifey status to a company that hasn't wifed you up. Like, girl, where is the ring? Where is the ring? Like, if they have not given you wifey status, stop giving them wifey behavior. Like, you're doing the most. You are mad loyal. You're giving them all your time, all your energy, at the detriment of you and your health, mind you. Like, you are drained for a company that keeps passing you over. They have said no to you for a promotion 3 times. They don't value you. You have asked for a raise and they said no. In fact, when you asked for the raise, they said they would get back to you and they never did. They left you hanging. Like, they have shown you time after time after time that they don't value you. And so when you are in that kind of environment, like, stop trying, stop pushing. Let's go find a different organization that will actually value you and what you're bringing to the table. Okay. So if you're in a company where there are no growth opportunities for you, or the culture is toxic, or you've been passed over multiple times, or it's just not aligned with your value, then it's time for you to leave that company and try to get promoted externally with a new organization. Now, I know if you're like some of my clients, you're already saying, but what if leaving feels like failure? Like, I've been trying to get promoted here. If I leave, it's going to feel like I'm giving up. It's going to feel like I'm failing. It's going to feel like I wasn't good enough. It's going to feel like they're winning. Like I couldn't prove myself. And it's like, ma'am, like girl, okay, let's look at this logically. Okay, let's look at it logically. You want to stay in an organization that has shown they don't value you. And so it has made you unhappy. You want to stay there to prove that you're worthy of what? Being unhappy? Right? Like you want to stay to prove that you can hack it at a company that doesn't value you? Again, why are you giving wifey status to a company that hasn't wifed you up? Your career is not a marriage. Stop trying to make it work. If you were married and it wasn't like, again, it's not a abusive relationship. Let me just say that like it's a y'all just going through a rough patch. Yes, we try to make marriages work. That is a lifetime covenant. Girl, your job is not a covenant, not a lifetime one. Go to a different company that will value you. You are not a failure for recognizing your own value. Like instead of thinking leaving makes you a failure because you're giving up, what if leaving is you recognizing that you're too good for this place, that you deserve a place that values you, and so you're leaving to go somewhere else that will show you that value? What if that's the actual truth of the matter? Right? Think about it that way. So that's the first thing. I just want you to know when to leave. I started with the internal promotion because you might be in a good company that you genuinely like. You just want to advance in that company, so that strategy will help you. But most of the women that I work with, they are in companies that that just don't value them. So once you start seeing those signs, it's time for us to do an external promotion. And so let's talk step by step through what are you going to do if you're trying to move to a new company. Now, clarifying what a promotion looks like for you is still like that still stands. Okay. That was like step zero for internal or external promotion. Like I want you to be able to say something like, you know, I want a director level position where I can lead strategy and manage a team while earning at least 150K annually with a end of year bonus of 20K. Do you see how specific that was? Like you need to just define what exactly your next level role is, okay? So if you're going external, then your first step is to really research target companies. Because you know the exact role that you're looking for, because usually when you're trying to get promoted, you're not making a pivot, right? Like you're not trying to go into a new industry. You're going into a higher level role that is still on par with what you've already been doing. So you want to choose the right company so that you're not just chasing roles because you're desperate to get out of where you are, but you actually want to land in an environment where you can thrive with a company that's actually doing the kind of work that you want to do. So do your research. Create a list of, you know, 10 to 15 companies that actually align with their values. They match the industry that you want to go into. They have the culture that you want to be in. If you know what cities you want to be in or if you want to be remote, use that to guide your list. Okay. For each role, like evaluate the company culture. Make sure it's a place that you want to end up. You can use websites like Glassdoor, even on LinkedIn sometimes. People often are talking about the company culture and the experiences with an organization. One of my favorite ways for you to research a company culture is to look for people who have recently left a company. And you can do that on LinkedIn. I show my clients how to do this on LinkedIn. You can find people who are no longer at the company and ask to talk to them about their experiences. And I have found that people who are no longer at the company are likely to be more honest with you than people who are still at the company. So that's one of the, like a great way for you to research the role. So when you research, you want to create a list of 10 to 15 companies. And by this point, you're saying things like, you know, I want to be in a company that prioritizes innovation and actually has a strong commitment to diversity. Strong commitment, not these, like, I know y'all have seen the news of these companies that are getting rid of their DEI initiatives. They're like saying things like diversity is no longer necessary. It's like, girl, are we still in America or no? Okay, moving on. Step two. Your next step is to then, you have to update both your resume and your LinkedIn profile, because these are your first impressions with hiring managers and recruiters. And so these two documents need to communicate your skills and your impact. So when I work with my clients, I teach what I call the target resume framework that allows you to create a resume that highlights measurable achievements and transferable skills. Like, let me tell you, one of my superpowers, because you might be listening to me and thinking, I don't have measurable impact. No, yes, you do. Like, this is one of my superpowers. Like, I will help you put numbers on your resume like no man's business. Like, that is one. If I can do one thing for you, it's going to be that. But you need to create a resume that actually highlights why you are qualified for the role, not just listing the responsibilities you have in your current role. Like, these two, like your resume and your LinkedIn, should position you for the higher level job you want, not the job you have right now. Because that's the biggest mistake I see. Like, when my clients come to me, it's like, your resume is just listing responsibilities. Your LinkedIn is just talking about your job right now, but you're trying to prove that you could do a different job. So these documents have to communicate that you're ready for a different job. That's why I teach my clients what I call a magnetic LinkedIn profile that actually attracts opportunities your way. Like, you need to use keywords from the job description to improve your visibility with recruiters and applicant tracking systems. Okay. So you're going to update your resume, update your LinkedIn profile. Once you do these two things, at the very least, that way your LinkedIn profile can actually start again. If you build what I call a magnetic LinkedIn profile, your LinkedIn alone can start attracting opportunities your way. And if opportunities are being attracted your way, your resume is already ready for you to send to them to show that you're ready for the role. So those two things are working for you already passively in the back. So you research your target companies, you update your resume and LinkedIn profile. The next thing you're going to want to do is start building relationships with key decision. Like, you had to have seen that one come in. I mean, I've told you, I've said this before. It's about who you know. Networking is the number one way to land a job without burning out. But especially when you're trying to go external, like when you're trying to enter a new company, girl, forget about the job boards. Forget about them, because they're going to leave you burnt out. Like, job boards are a black hole. When you submit your resume to a job board and you do just that, you have literally put your resume into a black hole, never to be heard from again. Never again. Because what you have to realize is that only 40% of available jobs are ever posted publicly on a job board. Only 40%. 60% of jobs never see a public job platform. And the other thing we know is that people who are referred internally for a role are 80% more likely to get a role when you're referred internally. Like, job boards in 2025, job boards are not going to get you very far in your job search, especially when you're trying to land a higher level role. You absolutely need relationships. You need a process to help you connect with people in a way that is authentic, people who are industry leaders, recruiters, decision makers. That's why a system like the Connect Networking system that I teach my clients really helps you, even if you're an introvert, like, really helps you build relationships that will lead to more opportunities. Like, in 2024, my clients who were landing jobs within 2, 3, 4 months max, all of them got their job because of a relationship. Like, they got the opportunity because of a relationship. A few of my clients didn't even have to apply online at all. They had conversations that led to the opportunities. They sent their resume to somebody. Next thing you know, they had an interview. So you have to start building relationships early on in the process. Then you want to do a job search audit, because that's essentially, like, yes, you're trying to get promoted, but you're in the job search. That's what you're doing. And so you want to make sure that the things you're doing to try to land this job are actually high impact strategies that save time and reduce frustration. Because if you're spending hours scrolling job boards, just submitting your resume online, clicking the easy apply button on LinkedIn, none of those are going to help you be successful. So you want to make sure that you have a way to audit the activities you're taking to identify what's working, what's not working. How can you prioritize intentional targeted applications over mass submissions? How can you create time in your schedule for networking, for applying, for interviewing separately, right? How can you create what I call a peace schedule that allows you to job search peacefully without burning out? Right? How can you go from applying to 50 jobs a week to actually targeting 5 roles with personalized applications and conversations that then leads to you having more interviews? So do an audit of your approach to job searching so that you can actually be taking or doing activities that will actually increase your chances of landing the role. So the first step was research target companies. If you're trying to go external, research target companies, then you're going to update your resume and LinkedIn profile. You're going to start building relationships, and then you're going to audit your job search process. Okay, just audit the skills, the activities that you're doing. Then you want to update your interview skills. You don't want to wait until you get an interview to be ready to interview. Because interviews are where you differentiate yourself from everybody else. Like an interview is where you go from just being a name on a piece of paper, which let's be honest, that's what a resume is, to actually standing out and showing your personality. Like when I was going for my next level role, I got the job offer while I was still at the interview. Like I kid you not, like before I left the interview, I knew I was getting the job because, so this was like a 2.5 day process. By the last bit of it, one of the women who was interviewing me, she hugged me and she whispered in my ear, please come. Now, mind you, she hugged me because I knew her. Like this is the process of networking. Like before I even went for this interview, I had already met them at a conference where I used networking to build relationships. And so I got to the next step, which was the interview. And I interviewed so well that before I even left, I knew I was getting the offer. Like literally somebody was like, please come. Like I knew they were going to call me. And I kid you not, like my process was so fast. I think within like a week and a half, I had my offer in hand. Like that is the power of showing up boss-like, okay? Like showing up confidently, knowing your stuff in an interview. And what you have to realize is that most interviewers don't know how to interview. So you have to be a good interviewee who can take control of the interview process, who can make sure that you're consistently marketing yourself, selling your skills, showing that you're a fit for the role throughout the interview process. So you have to practice beforehand. Think about the most common questions that you're going to get. Write out your answers. Practice your answers. Think about the stories about your career that you're going to tell them, right? Prepare the questions that you're going to ask. Now, mind you, when I work with my clients one-on-one, I give you all of these things. Like I give my clients scripts for what to say in interviews, how to answer common questions, prepare them for questions that they're going to get asked, what questions to ask at the end. I do all of that. And so just know that you have to update your interview skills. Again, especially when you're trying to go for a promotion, like a higher level role requires higher level confidence. And the thing that helps you show up more confidently in an interview is being prepared for the interview. So you have to update your interview skills. And then the final thing is to also update your negotiation skills. You need to be ready to negotiate the offer with confidence. Because your salary is going to set the baseline for your future raises and financial growth in your career. Like if you get lowballed right now, that impacts you long term because every raise you get is based off a percentage of your current salary. So you want to make sure that you don't get lowballed. I mean, I'm guessing that part of a reason why you want a promotion is to also make more money. This is why you need that clarity at the beginning, because once you know how much you want to make, then you have to be ready to negotiate. So practice framing your unique value add. Practice responding with a counteroffer. Practice what do you say if they say no? What else do you ask for? Because you can negotiate just more than the salary, right? Like benefits, bonuses, shares in the company, growth opportunities, professional development. There's many things that you can negotiate that will indirectly put money back in your bank account. So you want to make sure that you are ready to negotiate the offer. And so mind you, these all build on each other, right? Like, because once you research the target companies and you update your LinkedIn and resume profile, you are now actively applying to jobs. Same for while you're building relationships, you're also applying to jobs. That's why the fourth step is to do an audit to make sure that you're actively doing activities that are productive. So then when you practice your interview skills, by the time you get an interview, you are ready for it. You already have the skills. And then you can practice your negotiation skills. So by the time you get the offer, you're ready to negotiate the offer. And so those are the six steps that you're going to follow to get a promotion externally. You research the target company, update your resume and LinkedIn profile, build relationships, do a job search audit, update your interview skills, and then negotiate the offer with confidence. These are all skills that you need to develop. So if you have all these skills, meaning research skill, communication skill, you have to be able to communicate your value on paper with the resume and LinkedIn and communicate it verbally for networking, for interviewing, for negotiating. Once you develop all these skills, or if I should say you develop all these skills in the journey, you are guaranteed going to land that promotion. As long as, again, you're applying for the right job, that's why you need that clarity. You identify the gaps so you're ready for the role by the time that you apply. Now, I think it's important I would be remiss not to say that throughout this process, whether you are trying to go for an internal or an external promotion, you have to be reflecting. You have to be evaluating. This is why I said do a job search audit, because we repeat mistakes we are not aware of. Let me say that again. We repeat the mistakes we're not aware of. So when you go on your first interview, sit and reflect. How did it go? What did you say? What would you have done differently? When you apply to a job, audit your resume, audit your LinkedIn profile. Like, what are the mistakes, that the small tweaks that you need to make to keep strengthening you as a candidate? And then throughout the journey, just celebrate the small wins. Like, remember to thank God for every step forward, no matter how small. You get an interview. Even if you didn't get the job, getting an interview is a win. Celebrate it. And I said this earlier, I'll say it again. If you identify as Christian, invite God into the process. Ask him for clarity. Ask him for wisdom. Commit your plans to him. And he will order your steps. Like, guaranteed. Like, I remember when I was that same story I told when I was applying for my next level role, before the one where I actually got the job, I got an offer before that I turned down. Like, I turned down a higher paying, higher level role simply because it didn't align with my values. I mean, specifically, it was in a very white town. And I had like, this is why I said clarity is so important. Like, I was super clear that I wanted to go into a more diverse city. Like, I had been in a small college town that was not diverse at all. And literally what I would tell people all the time, I was like, I just want to go to a city where I can go to Target and see Black people. Like, that was my metric. Now, obviously I had some like salary things that I wanted, but I was like, I just want to go to a city where I can see Black people in Target. And so I went for this job. I went for the interview. They made the offer. But y'all, it was like in the middle of Minnesota somewhere. And I was just like, Lord, this is not what I asked you for. Like, I remember so clearly. I was laying on my bed. I was terrified AF. But I was like, Lord, this is not what I asked you for. So I'm going to turn down the offer. I turned down that offer with nothing else lined up. And I turned around and got another offer that I got the... Again, I knew I would get the offer before the interview was even over. And I got the job, like the whole process within 2 weeks. I knew like it was mine. It was in the bank. Right. So when I say invite God into the process, I know why I'm saying that. He cares about every single step of your life. And so as you're trying to get a promotion, I know I have shared all the strategy parts of things for you already. But if you are Christian, throughout every step of the way, keep inviting God into the process. And don't go through it alone. Okay? So there is your step-by-step plan, your step-by-step guide to get promoted this year. I hope you found this episode helpful. Now, if you were listening and you were like, okay, I heard the plan, but I still kind of need support to actually make the plan a reality, then I want to invite you to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, that URL will also be in the episode description. You can learn more about how we can work together in Next Level Career. That's where I help women land a higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence without compromising who they are. So whatever role you're trying to get promoted into, whether it's an internal promotion or an external promotion, let's work together so I can help you land your next level role. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com. to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.